Saudara pendengar, pasal kontroversial 18C mengenai Undang-Undang Anti-Diskriminasi sekali lagi diperiksa setelah para pemimpin Islam meminta agar pasal tersebut dijabarkan untuk mencegah ujaran kebencian terhadap agama. Meskipun begitu, seorang anggota pemerintah federal mengatakan pasal tersebut sebaiknya dihilangkan saja untuk melindungi kebebasan mengungkapkan pendapat. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya. Pauline Hanson dari Partai One Nation tidak merasa bersalah dalam perjuangannya melarang pemakaian burka. The Australian Federation of Islamic Council atau AFIC mengatakan pernyataan tersebut seharusnya dilarang. Kaiser Trott, bendahara dari grup tersebut, mengatakan hal tersebut hanya ditujukan bagi warga Muslim.
If it was not a scarf over the hair, but a scarf over the neck, and it's not worn by a Muslim, they would not be able to say the same comments.
Namun, pengambil kebijakan mengatakan pasal 18C dari Undang-Undang Anti-Diskriminasi melarang menyinggung atau mengintimidasi seseorang berdasarkan ras atau budayanya. Hal ini berbahaya bagi demokrasi. Senator dari Partai Liberal James Patterson merupakan anggota dari Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia Australia mengatakan, kasus pengadilan baru-baru ini yang diajukan oleh seorang wanita pribumi, Cindy Pryor, terhadap mahasiswa-mahasiswa teknologi dari Universitas Queensland atas kebencian ras menimbulkan perdebatan.
Well, I think Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, as it is today, is already dangerous. It already has been proven to restrict freedom of speech, and we've seen that most recently from the Queensland University of Technology students' case.
Para pemimpin Islam mengatakan agama lainnya termasuk berdasarkan etnik, jadi tidak hanya mereka saja. Silma Ihram, presiden dari Asosiasi Wanita Muslim Australia, mengatakan komunitas Yahudi yang menerima orang berlatar belakang berbeda ras untuk memeluk agamanya dimasukkan dalam undang-undang diskriminasi ras, sementara Muslim tidak.
It's ironic that the Jewish community, which accepts converts and has people from many different races who have accepted into the been accepted into the Judaism religion, are included under the Racial Discrimination Act when Muslims are not.
Dalam keimanan yang mengatur cara berpakaian, ada kekhawatiran wanita Muslim akan menjadi target pelecehan di jalan. Kaiser Trott mengatakan situasi tersebut tidak dapat diterima.
Our laws protect people from that type of harassment if it is not based on religion. Why are we excluding people based on religion? Why are we not allowing them that protection just because they follow a religion? I think there's somewhat of a double standard.
Senator Liberal David Lionhelm mengatakan penjabaran hukum bukanlah jalan keluar.
But of course those women who are the subject of that are also entitled to tell people who say those sorts of things, F off. I'm an Australian, I have a right to wear what I like, and I don't like what you're wearing, by the way, so clear off and leave me alone. And, you know, I would encourage them to do that.
Bagian dari penyelidikan dalam Undang-Undang Diskriminasi Rasial yang dimulai beberapa minggu lagi, Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia Australia akan melakukan dengar pendapat dengan para pemangku kepentingan dari seluruh Australia. Mereka akan mengajukan pendapat bagaimana pasal 18C berdampak terhadap mereka. Anggota Komisi James Patterson mengatakan, sementara ini mereka akan tetap berpikiran terbuka.
One proposal that's been put forward in a private senator's bill, which I'm one of the 20 co-sponsors of, is to remove the words offend and insult from 18C, and that would leave the words humiliate and intimidate in 18C. So it'd still be unlawful to humiliate or intimidate someone based on their race, but it would no longer be unlawful to offend or insult them on their race. I think that's one reasonable compromise.
Usulan lainnya adalah menghapuskan pasal tersebut secara keseluruhan. Senator Lionhelm mengatakan ia akan mendorong rencana tersebut.
For those of us who are adults, we're old enough to decide for ourselves, well, do I want to keep listening? Do I want to ignore it? Do I want to argue against it myself? But just because it hurts our feelings, or we think it'll hurt somebody else's feelings, that's not a good enough reason to use the power of the law to prevent it. And that's what we're talking about here, is the power of the law, not just whether we approve or disapprove.